Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie, and this is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Why do we feel so nervous? It's like we haven't done this in forever or something.
You know, it's because it's a new setup.
new season, you guys. Oh my gosh, hello. Bree literally just swallowed on chunks.
Oh my gosh. Because I was like, oh, it's my turn.
How are you guys? Hi, I'm Allie.
Oh, I guess I'm Bree.
And this is Off Script, where we compare books and movies. And
if they did it well or did not do it well.
Yes. And oh my gosh, you guys. First off, Happy New Year.
Happy 2023.
Is that insane?
How?
That's kind of crazy. I feel like it was like just 2020. Like, where have these last 2 years gone?
The pandemic definitely
screwed us all up.
Yeah, I always think it's still 2020.
Yeah. But on an even more important note, happy season 2 of Off Script.
Yeah.
Look at us. You guys, I have to paint you a picture, and I legit can paint you a brand new picture.
She's so excited.
I'm so excited. We are no longer in my bedroom.
Wow.
We have upgraded to basically...
We're adults.
A real studio. Like, we're not in a recording studio where we have to go pay for.
Yeah. And it's not soundproof.
But we got legit microphones.
Mm-hmm.
We got... legit software where we're recording on the same thing, so there shouldn't be any echoes. We are in the big leagues.
What is up?
I'm so excited. You have no idea. I am like, I want to give a shout out to Bree's dad.
He's the boost.
He's the one who set up this whole studio for us. He...
Wait.
Well, okay, it was set up already. Okay, I guess we shouldn't give him that much credit.
Say he makes music, so
as we have said, he's done our intro
and outro
sound, theme song, that's what it's called. And so he had the studio set up, but he's like, yes, why haven't you been using it? Come use it. And so here we are, and
a whole season later.
And this means my kids won't interrupt us and everything.
We won't have Clutch licking our feet.
I know, no more Clutch. Sorry guys. You'll have to tune into our social media for that.
Allie's going to post videos of just Clutch licking her feet. Just for you.
That's like some,
OnlyFans?
OnlyFans. Oh, no. I do not partake in that. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Okay. Anyways. Speaking of doggies... It's January, which means it's my birthday month. Which means
you're about to be 31.
Oh no, don't say that. That's awful. That's not what I was going for. Oh no. That sounds horrible. No, I get to choose all the books, and I chose Marley and Me to kick us off, and probably wasn't the best first choice.
It was a rough one.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But first off, I would love to tell you about Marley and Me.
Let Go me for
do,
it.
Let me do that.
Take it away, Earl.
Earn.
Wow, why did I say Earl?
I was like, Earl, that doesn't sound right.
Came out of my mouth and I was like, this is weird.
All right.
I think it's because I didn't do the accent.
That's probably it.
Take it away, Earn.
So not only is the studio amazing because we're going to sound better, but there is a ginormous TV screen that has
my notes on it.
Yes. So hopefully I can actually read it. I don't know. It is still kind of small. It's like a giant screen. Oh, gosh. All right.
Do you need me to zoom in?
No, it's fine. Okay. So this is the true story of John and Jenny Grogan and their
narrative.
Oh, their narrative. Okay, I was like, they're what? That didn't make sense. I got confused as to how it was written. Oh my gosh.
I was like, oh, I do have to zoom in.
You know what? Season two, not changing too much. I still can't read a synopsis. The narrative of adopting Marley. So it's their journal. An adorable yellow Labrador pup. We follow along their lives, watching Marley grow up to be a mischievous handful. Still, even when he is destroying the furniture and failing obedience school, he always manages to bring the best out of in John. Dang, Navit, you guys. One of these freaking podcasts. Right, I'm just going to hand this over to Brie. I'm going to be like, Brie, you read all the stuff on the screen. Oh my gosh.
Now I can.
I know. So he always manages to bring out the best in John, Jenny, and their growing family. So if you have not seen Marley and Me, we will let you know. It's the dog's entire life. So end of the book, dog dies. So there's your warning.
My mom came in when I was watching it and she was like, oh, Marley and Me. Oh, you're going to cry.
Like you didn't know what was going to happen.
I was like, I'll be fine, Mom.
Oh gosh. So there is a miscarriage scene, so we understand that that can be really difficult for some, so we just wanted to give you a forewarning. All right, so the author is John Grogan and director David Frankel.
That's my last name.
Screenwriters are Scott Frank and Don Ruse.
That's a fun last name.
That's fun too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The book came out October 18th, 2005, and the movie on December 25th, 2008. Christmas movie.
What a horrible Christmas movie.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying.
All right.
You want to go watch a dog die on Christmas?
Okay. Hold up. Well, first off, it's a 3-year difference. Let me finish that part. Hold up. 90% of this movie is a fun, happy pup. The 10% at the end, he dies. Okay. Which I also have beef with how the movie handled that whole scene. But
yeah,
we'll get there.
Okay.
At the end. I'm just so excited, you guys, that we're in a new studio. Watch you edit it and it just you're like, no. It doesn't work.
It's horrible.
All right. So, what were your initial thoughts after reading it?
I hated it.
Why?
I wish... This whole book is written like a journal, everyone. And it's not even... If it were written like a journal, like a present journal, that would be much better. But it's all about memories of him and the dog rather than like, this is what we did today. And so it just... There was no coherent thought. Nothing tied one story to the next story. I got 2 chapters on dog breeds. I also have beef because he bitched about pit bulls a few times. Pit bulls are my dog. Huskies and pit bulls. Those are my favorites.
Okay, I would also like to preface that it came out in, what did I say, 2005? But it was Marley came into their family in like 98 or something like that. So... I agree. It's not the dog that's bad. It's the own, like, who mm-hmm. raises it.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, that was even less known than now. I'm just going to say that. Okay, you go. Keep going.
Should have been known.
I interrupted your thought.
My thory?
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah. So it just, I didn't think it was written well.
Okay. Fair.
Mm-hmm.
So, my thoughts, I have read this book several times already. Like, other than Harry Potter, I think this was one of the books that I have read a couple times mm-hmm. over. And I originally got it, my grandma, we had just gotten our yellow lab, Emma. So, we just got her when I turned 14. I think I was 14. And my grandma got me this book. So, So this would have been way before... 2005 it came out? Mm-hmm. Probably would have been around 2005. So right around when it came out. I just really liked it a lot. And so I will admit, it was not a great placement. Because after getting off of Stephen King and then Gone Girl, I don't really count Nightmare and The Grinch.
Yeah, as... thrilling tales.
Yes. So we were like doing these awesome stories, like
fast paced.
Yeah. And then to go to a slow journal.
Yeah.
It was kind of a odd, like I had to kind of make myself keep reading it,
yeah,
type of thing.
Yeah.
But in the end, I mean, doggos and puppies are involved. So I was like, yes, more please.
I will ask you this because now this is your question to answer. Why did we pick this book?
Oh, I kind of just said it all.
Oh, well.
I jumped ahead. I'm sorry. I'll let you ask me it next time.
Fine.
Because I like it. Puppies. Grandma got me the book. I like the book. I guess I answered that question. I didn't answer my initial thoughts.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the book. That's my thoughts.
Allie with a riveting answer. Yes.
Okay, you guys, we have been doing fun facts sort of since I don't know which Stephen King it was. We started it in
Cujo,
where he did his, like, what's it called? Where Stephen King wrote a little thing about it.
Oh no, forward?
Cujo, we just looked it up.
Yeah.
And then he had some forwards.
Carrie, yeah.
And Pet Sematary. Mm-hmm. And so Banana was like, you know what? I'm just going to look up some fun facts for season two. So I'm only going to get 5 because... there's millions. But for this one, John Grogan makes a cameo as the Cocker Spaniel owner, which I didn't know, even though I wrote this, and then I rewatched it.
You didn't
Dang
pay
it.
Attention.
I kind of want to go back and rewatch it again now. So
you do that.
Owen Wilson's real-life parents played his parents in the movie.
I love that.
Yeah.
Especially, I love Luke, his brother.
Yes.
Yes. I love both of them. They're both great.
When were his parents in the movie?
It's like in that stupid montage.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
All right. That stupid montage. I love that montage. You'll see my notes.
You'll see my notes.
Okay, 8 trainers worked with the Marley dogs, and there were 22 different dogs that played Marley.
I have a note because... the, like, when Marley was
old one looks way
I
different.
Was like, guys, if you're gonna have different dogs playing the old dogs, make them look similar,
right? Like, he looked really different. So there were 11 puppies, 5 young adults, and 3 seniors, but that's only 19, so I don't know where the other 3 came from.
What's funny is I could tell that there were 3 different senior dogs.
No.
Yeah. Because they all were very distinct.
So all the puppies needed homes after the movie wrapped, and the studio did background checks and made sure they all went to really good homes.
Cute.
And some of these homes included some of the Fox executive. Jennifer Aniston took one, and the Grogan family took
That's
one.
That's sweet.
Yeah, I thought that was sweet.
They gotta have their Marley back.
Yes. Oh, I would just cry. Gosh, what a sweet little... Watch it be, like, total opposite of Marley and be like, they probably got a girl. They're like, I want a girl this time, and she needs to be, like...
prim and proper.
Yes, sweet and quiet. And that's it. That's all I got.
I have nothing.
Okay. That's okay. That was my section. I'm doing some fun facts for y'all from now on. So, shall we dive in?
Yeah. Let's get this over with.
All right. Hey. Okay. So, it starts off by giving background of St. Sean, which was John's, like, best... dog. Like, it was like, he was like the dog that every dog owner would want. Like, he was like super well behaved, he was super sweet, like everything like that. And that did not happen at all in the movie. I was pissed at this part.
I was not.
Okay, so it shows this little kid.
I actually skipped this part too.
In the book?
I was like,
oh my god.
I was like, why do I need to preface of this?
Because it's supposed to be the perfect dog. So they did, like, I guess they did, like, a nod to us in the movie because they had a kid walking with, like, a perfect dog.
And he explained it in the beginning a little bit.
Yeah, and then he said, but that's not me. That wasn't my story.
Yeah.
And then when he goes and Sebastian, we'll get there, says to get a dog, he's like, huh, I've never had a dog before. I'm like, shut up. Yes, you have. Gosh, it was so stupid. Made me so angry. My gosh. If you would like to see our emotions, you guys, we now have a TikTok.
And we do.
We are posting our, what are they called? Reactions to watching these movies. And we both,
I feel like I didn't send a whole heck of a lot of my reactions.
No, it was more of us just like voicing our
certain
thoughts.
Things.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we're only allowed to make them short. But
Allie would have made you an hour long.
I would have. What was the part that made you go?
We'll get there.
Okay.
It's coming. It's literally almost here.
Okay.
This one's going to be tough for me, guys.
You have to participate. I can't talk the whole time.
Oh, I'm going to. I've got notes. Okay. I have. Look, I have.
Oh, you got a decent amount.
Yeah. All right. I've got notes.
Okay.
But.
Okay, so Jenny and John, they're newlyweds, they live in Florida, they both write for different newspapers, and Jenny's just super sad. She killed a houseplant, so she's like, ugh, I mean, I'm gonna be a horrible mom.
That would make me sad too, though, but for other reasons. I actually have a snake plant. That's, oh my gosh. If my snake plant dies now, I'm gonna be sad.
You just jinxed it.
Yeah. I have a dying spider plant right now.
Okay.
Apparently I'm going to be a bad mom.
Great. You need to get a puppy. So that's what Jenny decides. She's like, we need a puppy. And they found these yellow lab pups for sale. And they went and they met the mom. And she's so sweet. And then they saw this one puppy and he was pretty rowdy and excited. And she's like, ah, you can have that one for $25 off of whatever it was. It was like $375 or something like that. And Jenny loves sales, so she called him her clearance puppy, and they could pick him up in 3 weeks. And they left, and when they were leaving, they met the dad, and he came running up, and he was like super crazy and hyper, and they're like, oh no. And that's the big, I kind of broke this up into chapters, so that was
okay,
the first chapter, and they screwed that up royally in the movie.
Yes, they did. This was what made my face go, what? I literally was like, hold on. This is already starting horribly.
Yep.
Okay, so in the movie, we start with a kid walking down dirt road, like Allie said. And then here comes Owen Wilson running, chasing after Marley, because Marley has ran out of his hands. And then he's like, but this isn't where our story starts. It starts so many years ago, I can't even remember. So you see the couple get married, and then they're basically checking off the wife's list of like, okay, get married, move into a house, do this, do that. I didn't like that John didn't have his job already.
Nope.
That he went to go do an interview.
I didn't like that either.
I was like, but you're supposed to be like this well-known, like, already established writer.
Yeah.
Not this person who's going, plus his job is all wrong.
Yes. And they focus so much on that.
Yeah. Yeah. A good portion of the
took notes
on movie
that
is about the news reporting, whatever. And like you've gotten there, his buddy Sebastian is the one who got him the job interview. And I love Eric Dane.
I mean,
put him in
too.
Any movie and I'll watch him and I'll be okay with it.
But he wasn't. Yeah, fine.
No, okay. He did not.
He did not
exist in the book. Yeah, and then Sebastian is the one because I'm just gonna keep calling him Owen because I can't think of
John.
And yeah, he heard her say that because she was killing plants, she would be a bad mom, and he was like, "Hold on, what?"
So then
he kind of like was also like, yes, let's get a dog. Let's do this.
Yes.
Whereas in the movie, he was talking to Sebastian and was just like, Jenny has this checklist that she's got. And the next thing on the checklist would be to have a baby. And I don't want to have a baby right now. Like, maybe in the future, but not right now. And so then they go with How about a dog? So then John blindfolds Jenny and surprises her for her birthday. I was so mad. I was so mad. This is stupid.
Right. Jenny's supposed to be one of, like, excited to go pick out the pup.
Yes. Yes. And they're supposed to, like, talk about it and, like, is this really what we want? Like, maybe not. Maybe we'll just go and check it out. Who knows? Right. We'll see.
And the dog, the owner who had the puppies.
Yeah.
She's like, it wasn't a puppy mill, but it was like a hobby puppy thing. Mm-hmm. Like, this was her second litter and she was done.
Yes.
And,
I've got a whole lot of notes, actually, for this part.
Okay, go for it.
First off, there was one thing that I really liked in this part. You know the joke with Owen Wilson?
Wow.
Yeah. He did it right off
the bat. Yes, he did.
I was like, yes. I was so glad.
He has to do it at least once in every movie,
right? He did it twice in this one.
Yes.
I was so happy. But I also realized why they added Sebastian, even though I wasn't happy with it. It's because this whole book is inner monologue. There's no dialogue between him and anyone else except for Jenny. And so when he's not talking to Jenny, like, oh wow, she's thinking about having kids. That's not where I'm at.
Right.
There's no way to put that
in a movie.
So that's why they had to add the character.
It was also his, like, counterpart. So, like, John eventually has the dog, the family, the family life.
The picture perfect life, yeah.
Yeah. Whereas Sebastian's like the bachelor for however many years.
Who gets to go and like
work on his career and everything like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the other note that I've got was the dog was AKC certified, like the mom. And
in the book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that means it's like this high to do, fancy dancy, purebred, like distinguished family line.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't in the movie.
No, in the movie, she adopts this dog, and she's like, oh, the last owners didn't even know she was pregnant. And I'm like,
yeah.
Okay,
good. And gave it to us 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
Well, then.
Cool. I did not like that.
And John wasn't even obsessed with, because in the book, he goes and he's like, we have to see the dad. Like, we have to see mom and dad, because we need to know how they're going to act before we decide. And then
I don't think we even saw dad at all in the movie.
No, only saw mom.
Whatever.
Yep.
All right. So then they keep going, and then they adopt Marley, and they can pick him up in a couple weeks, but on the way home, they're starting to have a discussion, like, what should we name the dog, and everything like this, and they couldn't agree, and they're, like, discussing and arguing, and then Bob Marley's song came on, and that's when they decided Marley.
Mm-hmm.
And since Marley is a purebred, John wanted him to have a fancy pedigree name, too, which we did that for Emma. My dad, the same reason. He's like, if she ever wants to compete, we were all like, she's never going to compete. And so her pedigree name was Emily Starlight of Belfair, because her mom's name was Star, and we got her in Belfair, Washington. So she was Emily Starlight of Belfair. So... that's why I didn't care about that pedigree chapter when you were like, this is the worst thing ever, because it brought me back to that memory of Emma.
Yeah. No, I
know you hated that chapter.
Yeah.
She keeps texting me throughout this whole book being like, this is the worst. Why am I reading this? And I'm like, oh no.
It was so hard. It took me 2 weeks to read it.
It's only a couple hundred page book.
Yeah, this is the longest book, like,
the longest
time it's taken me to read a book for this podcast.
Yes.
I'm reading but Holes faster.
Well, it's because Holes is
a breeze. No.
I love Holes. Stay tuned. Bree doesn't like any of the books I chose, you guys. I guess we've only read those two.
I'll like Jumanji.
It's a freaking kids book. It doesn't count. I'm so mad.
I might like Two Kisses for Maddie.
You might.
I probably won't like the last
You never know. All right. Anyways, how we'll see. How'd this freaking happen in the movie?
So in the movie, they're like, we'll just call him Clarence Puppy till you get back.
Oh, because Jenny had to go do some work.
For a trial.
Yeah, which in the book, she's going to visit her nieces and nephews at Disneyland.
Yeah. I know, I was upset about that, but then I was also like, I want to follow you with the trial that's going on. Right. Can I go with Jennifer? And then on the drive home, when he picks up the puppy, he's like, I don't know what to call you. What should I call you? And he starts calling him random names. And then Bob Marley comes on the radio and he's like, Bob Marley is good. What about Bob? How's Bob sound?
What's your name? What if you did? Your dog, Bob. Like,
come here, Bob. I can't because my monkey.
Your monkey.
Great network. Guys, in like sixth grade, we had a, it wasn't even because of that. I just was obsessed with monkeys. There was like the shirts that came out that always had monkeys on them. Mm-hmm. And then I think in art class, I got assigned to draw a city with a theme based on whatever I wanted it to be. And I chose monkeys. So I started drawing monkeys. And I was like, well, I have to name this monkey because it was the same monkey face on every building.
Oh my gosh.
So then I don't even know how I came up with Bob. I just thought that was a good monkey name.
Oh my gosh.
There's Bob.
Anyways, so then he's like, nah, how about Marley? So he just picks. He's just like, okay.
Yeah, he picks without Jenny's
opinion. I'm like, okay, I would have been pissed. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what? That's my dog, too.
Yeah.
But whatever. So then the book just goes into the first few weeks of Marley, like how wild and crazy he is, and he's getting bigger and bigger. And John and Jenny decide that they're going to go off birth control. So they're not going to try to have a baby, but they're going to not try not to, which is actually what we did with Riley, too. And it was actually quite the same. They took a while, didn't they? Still took a while.
For?
To get pregnant.
Yes.
Yes. Man. I was like, this will be perfect. We won't have kids. And we got pregnant in a month. I was like, that's not what I wanted. I love you, Riley. No, I'm very glad we have her. Anyways, so then it goes into talking about how they have a doggy play date and Marley got fleas. And so Jenny bought all this flea killing chemicals so that, you know, because Marley's her baby and he's uncomfortable. So she wants him to feel all better and everything. Mm-hmm. And no, the movie screwed that up too.
Yeah. So in the movie, I didn't like, so the first few weeks that Marley is home alone with John, John tries to get him to sleep in the garage, but he doesn't like it. So he sits there and he whines. So then he brings him in his box to sleep next to the bed. In the movie, he just brings him in and he can sleep wherever he wants.
Yeah.
So then he sleeps on the bed. I was like, I like that he was in the box and he put his hand on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was sweet.
Yeah. And then this is where the stupid montage comes in.
No, wait, before that. Oh. It shows Marley freaking out at thunderstorms, which does eventually happen, but
I forgot about
when
that.
He's an itty-bitty puppy.
No. See, here's my problem. I've realized I need to get better about this. When I'm watching these movies and trying to compare the books, once it gets to a certain part where I'm like, oh my god, everything is different.
It's so hard to take notes once everything's different, because you're like,
what do I not?
Yeah. So then Marley, like, destroys the laundry room and everything like this. And all of this does happen, but he's much older. And so it was weird seeing, like, a freaking 8-week puppy destroy the laundry room.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was weird.
I didn't like that either.
Are we going book order or movie order? Because now it starts to get out of order.
Because then, in the movie, they do the montage. Mm-hmm. Which I hate.
I loved it.
There were things that they didn't show. Like, if the movie hadn't been based off of a book, I would have loved it. But because it was based off of a book, I was like, this is you cutting corners.
I thought it was a creative way to cut corners.
Oh, I didn't like that.
Oh, because like, so all these random stories that Brie hated because they didn't tie together, this is how they got them all in there. So they showed Marley like running
Saturday away. Saturday morning, went and took Marley for a walk. Marley ended up running and breaking his leash and blah, blah, blah. But what I didn't like too is this was also him just writing about it all for the columns.
Yeah, I didn't like that because that's not what he does.
Yeah.
Yeah. So John's job is a columnist. Columnist?
Yeah.
Columnist.
Columnist. Columnist.
He was in the book, right? He was a columnist.
Was he? I thought he was a reporter.
I think for one job here, like, I think he did flip.
I didn't think he was dedicated just to columns.
Right.
Because he would have big he stories, would just too. Do,
yeah, but newspaper stuff.
Yeah.
And so the big storyline in this with his job is that
he's a columnist who wants to do more
reporting. And then he enjoys doing columns. And then he's damn. Like, wait, but I want to be a reporter. It was like a such unneeded
drama.
Yeah. And so anyways, so yeah, so as Brie was saying, all of these montages are him writing stories, which he never wrote, as far as I know, about Marley in the column until Marley passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. The one thing about this movie that I absolutely love, Jen and Owen's chemistry.
They're so cute.
I wish they did another rom-com together.
They were good.
It's like, it almost makes me wish that they were together in real life. I was like, you guys are, aww, like, so cute together. Yes. And then, in the scene where they're talking about getting off birth control in the movie, they're at Dog Beach already, and he doesn't take Marley to Dog Beach until the end of the book.
Marley's super old.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Oh, my other note.
Okay.
For this section is, John loved his job in the book.
He did.
He wasn't upset about it, no, like we just talked about.
I know. It's always weird to me that when, like, an autobiography, how it can get switched and changed that much.
I know.
Like, how are the, how are, well, the,
I was wondering if he wrote the script, but he did not.
He did not.
So that's how.
I know, but you would think that he'd have to have some say and be like, you're guys, portraying this is my life like this, and yeah, it's all lies. Like,
this is not correct at all.
Right. It was weird. So now they're taking Marley to obedience school because he's just, like, sucks. He's just a crazy dog. And so as they're training him, the trainer's like, no, only one person can be the trainer. And they're like, oh, okay. So Jenny tries, and he's just not having it. And so then John takes him, and again, he's not having it. And so the trainer's like, oh my gosh, you guys suck, and, like, takes over. And sure enough, Marley, like, freaks out. And Marley runs away. And
Marley's just a bad dog.
He's the worst dog. And so she kicks him out of obedience school. She's like, he's too young. He can't be here yet. They did okay with this in the, not the end part, but the,
all of it.
No, I think they did okay with where she's like, there needs to be one leader.
They did that right.
Uh-huh. And then Marley freaked out with Jenny, freaked, yes, out with John, and she took over.
No. So, in the book, when Jenny is training, John's like, oh, this is gonna be good. I'm gonna watch and laugh and blah, blah, blah. She's having a hard time, and then he's like, okay, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna switch spots with her. In the movie, the teacher calls, right, him out and is like, you need to go in for your wife, because your wife's not the master, obviously.
Right.
And makes him switch. I didn't like that.
Okay. So then the end. So instead of, like, Marley just being a bad dog and her being embarrassed that she couldn't control him, Marley freaking, like, knocks her over and then, like, starts humping her leg and all this sort of stuff. Which, I mean, I would kick him out of obedience school for that. So I liked the real story. So Jenny says she's late on her period. So, like, they're laying in bed. And she's like, John, I'm late. And so they can't sleep anymore. So they're like, okay, let's go. And they go get a pregnancy test, and it's positive. And then it's, like, this whole funny little scene where Marley tried to eat the test and everything. And then they go to the doctors, and she's confirmed pregnant. I hated the movie. So this is where the scene, the play of Sebastian's career single life versus John's family life comes in. Because Sebastian's like, well, I'm going to go do this, like, trip to...
New York
and report on things.
Wait, no.
No, it wasn't. It was like...
Puerto Rico?
It was outside the United States. I don't remember where it was.
Some cool place. But he was doing a drug bust thing.
Yeah. So he's like, you should see if you could come with me. But unfortunately, you know, if you're having a baby, you can't. And he's like, oh my gosh, okay, I'll go tell Jenny. We haven't been having any luck, so I'll go tell her to stop. And he goes home to tell her, and he starts saying, like, you know, I don't think right now is a good time and everything like that.
It's
and
been Jenny, taking us a while.
Yeah, and Jenny comes out, and she's like, I'm pregnant. And he's like, wow. Oh, was that the other wow? That was the other wow, yeah. And,
I love Owen Wilson.
And so then she's like, do you want to try that again? He's like, yeah, yeah. I like that cute little scene because that's kind of like how a couple would do it. Mm-hmm. She's like, let's try that again. Mm-hmm. But I don't like that that's how it happened because, but I mean, that's, they had to get the Sebastian part in there for some reason. So then, you know, life's going good. Jenny's like 10 weeks pregnant now. They're going in for their first ultrasound and a nurse comes and checks and she doesn't hear a heartbeat. Or she doesn't, she doesn't hear the heartbeat. So then they do like a vaginal ultrasound and it's just not looking right. She gets the doctor in and unfortunately, it was confirmed that she had a miscarriage.
There's a freaking helicopter right now. Is there a helicopter or a plane?
You guys, our mics are so good. Can you hear that? We pick up helicopters and cars and everything outside now. So if we're talking and Bree's trying to stop us and us cut out these things, but if we can't, this is why. Because we have awesome equipment now.
Yeah.
Okay. So they had to do a whole, like, DNC for Jenny, and she was really out of it. And then John brings her home, and she's just kind of sitting there on the couch, like, you know, like, not talking. And he went into the kitchen to get her something, and he comes back, and he sees her crying, and Marley's just... Their very hyper dog has his head on her lap and she's just laying there crying with him. And John goes over and they just all hug each other and just cry. And I definitely cried both in the book and at the movie at that part. Just because Marley was like, it wasn't even the trigger warning part for me. It wasn't even that she had a miscarriage. It was that Marley was such a sweet dog. I know, that makes me
all
horrible.
Dogs are sweet like that.
I know, and it's so. Okay, you're right. I'm not just saying Marley. I'm just saying dogs in general. Just in the story, it was Marley.
And that makes her cry.
It did. It was the sweetest thing. I love when dogs are like... I just love dogs. I really think I just need to go work at a doggy daycare. If there are any doggy daycares out there, hire me.
There's a million.
I know, but they need someone.
Okay.
Hire me.
Okay.
I can, like, come and... Except that they're all during the day. I was gonna say I'll teach during the day and go work at night.
You mean like a boarding house or something?
Oh man. Alright, so that all happened pretty much the same in the movie.
Mm-hmm. The only thing that I didn't like is he's trying to like give her the pep talk and like act like everything's normal in the movie. And he's like, hey, maybe we should use those tickets that your parents gave us to go to Ireland for our honeymoon. That's not at all how that happens in the book. The book, it happens way later. And he's like, Jenny's been feeling down about everything. It's been a few months. Like, I think it's time for us to go to Ireland and get our brain off of everything.
So he bought the tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't like that either.
Mm-hmm.
Then it just keeps going on, and it's sharing Marley's everyday life. Like, they go to the beach, they throw sticks for him, and he's just a little crazy dog. And she shared a story about how John bought Jenny flowers and Marley, like, eats them. And, like, they all started laughing and they are starting to feel better. So Marley, it was basically the whole point of that was, like, Marley's there to keep their spirits going up because he's just a twitch little puppy. Just want to go film so many ear flaps. I miss my Emma. Riley's friend has a yellow lab pup, and I'm just like, her soccer friend, her dad that was there today, and I'm just like, I should tell him. I'm like, can you bring your dog to the soccer games, please?
You have one game left.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So then it talked about finding their favorite vet too, which, because this is when Marley's anxiety comes into play, and he is freaking out about thunderstorms. So he's like this old now. And,
this old now?
How old? Old enough.
He's this old now.
He's probably at least 6 months old, not 8 weeks old, yeah. Like in the movie.
Yeah.
And, once they found his vet and everything, then it was like, okay, we need to get Marley fixed. And so they went and got him fixed, and, like, Marley's, like, hanging out the window of the car and everything like that. And they do that fine, I thought, in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you guys. Welcome to season two.
The start.
Just wait, March. When we get to Twilight, it'll be different.
It will be opposite. I'll be sitting here like, great. Okay.
No. Yeah, right. You'll have to keep me in mind.
I'll be like, no, this is what happened next, Bree. You'd be jumping, but what about this?
Edward. Like, in that one scene.
No, but next.
And Emmett. I love Emmett. But
Jacob did this next.
And did you see that Emmett was eating the eggs in the background? That was a Kel and Lutz thing. And they're not supposed to be eaten.
Oh, great. You guys, you've just been prepared. Oh, no.
Alyssa's sitting there like, yes, Bree, yes.
I have not read any of the books, so it should be fun.
She has watched the movies.
When they were in theaters. I've not seen them since. So, I guess I've seen the first one the most, I think.
Well, duh, because we were friends when that came out.
Were we?
Yes.
Okay.
New Moon was when we weren't. No.
That's a bit about our lives right there.
And then Eclipse was in college.
All right. I had to let Brie have her couple minutes. So.
Otherwise, I would have been silent for the rest.
So this is when they go to Ireland. And so John wrote this huge, long paper, like, of all these details about how to take care of Marley, because he found someone in his office to work for them. Or work for them. To watch Marley. And then while they're in Ireland, it's basically like a no-sex zone, because, like, all these bed and breakfasts have super squeaky beds, and they have, like, Hail Mary looking down on them and everything like that. And so, but you know what? They were like, it was like high schoolers where they're like, oh, we're not supposed to. So now, ooh, let's do it. And sure enough, Jenny gets pregnant again. Luck of the Irish. Do you have thoughts about the movie? I have thoughts about the movie. I'll let you go first.
So first, Jenny is the one who writes the dog sister sitter's list.
Yep.
Which I didn't like, because she in the book was the one that was like, John, that's too long. That's going to scare her off. You need to make it shorter. Mm-hmm. And he was like, nope, she has to know. But I did like I liked this montage watching the sitter.
I did too. Yeah. Because in the movie, we don't see what happens with Marley and the babies, the dog sitter in the book. Dang it. I thought I was going to make it this time.
We screwed that up in the recap too.
Did we? Dang it.
And neither of us caught it. We just kept going.
Dang. Well, some things will never change, you guys. Don't worry. New studio, same Brie and Allie. But yeah, so we didn't see in the book what was going on at home with Marley. We only knew what was going on in Ireland. So this way they did a good job of, like, showing Jenny and John and then showing Marley and the babysitter and Jenny and back and forth. So yeah. I like that. Yeah. I didn't like, though. Okay, so then they get home. And their house is destroyed, which is kind of how it was in the book. But that dog sitter was pissed.
Yeah.
She's like, there were 11 thunderstorms when you were gone. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know. In the book, I kind of felt like she was more like almost like timid. Like, oh my gosh, thank God I can go home now. Mm-hmm. Not all pissed.
I think her reaction was valid.
I'm not saying it wasn't valid. I just, it was not how it was written in the book. It differed.
I liked
that's
the movie.
Point of our podcast.
I like the movie's version of that better.
Now Jenny's like 5 months pregnant and everything like that, and she's like sobbing that she needs baby socks right now. And then Marley loves eating mangoes. Is, you know, like Bree said, like all these thoughts do not go together for some reason. And so I actually don't know how that one. Oh, the mangoes came into play because John bought Jenny a necklace, and because Jenny was so emotional. Was that why he bought it for her? Oh, no, it was for her birthday.
Yeah, it was for her birthday. It wasn't anything about the pregnancy, which in the movie it was, and I didn't like that.
That's right. That's why I got it mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so in the book, it's for her birthday, and it was like a pure gold. And so, of course, you know, Marley eats it. Because Marley eats everything. But thanks to the mangoes, he, like, poops all the time. And so John was now on poop control of, like, spraying down all the poop and finding the super shiny necklace. And that did not happen in... Well, that part did. But the reason of the necklace didn't have was not the same.
Yeah. That's my only note.
Oh, it just wasn't the same? You don't want to explain to our listeners what the difference was?
Well, I kind of did.
It was work-related, so his boss was like, oh, she's pregnant? Oh, yeah, she's miserable. You need to make her an I'm sorry gift.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Okay, yeah. So that's why. It was basically an I'm sorry, you're pregnant.
Because I did this to you.
Yeah. So then, let's see. Now is Jenny's having Patrick, who's their first son. And they go to the hospital, and it's, like, a super packed night. And so it's just not going the way that they wanted to. But eventually, you know, Patrick's born and everything's going well. And at 9 months old, they were like, you know what? Let's just do the same thing. Let's, like, stop trying to not. And, you know, it'll take a couple months. Nope. 1 week later, Jenny was pregnant again. And I was like, oh, that sucks.
Could you imagine?
That would be horrible. And the movie didn't really show... the birth, like, obviously the birth, but, yeah. Like, the hospital stay or anything, yeah. Right?
No.
But I do like that the movie showed Marley, like, knowing that the pregnancy, or the birth was gonna labor was gonna happen before Jenny even woke up.
Yeah.
I was like, that's cool. Because I'm trying to think, my dogs just were like, sleeping on the couch, care less about me.
When Katie was pregnant, I kept asking, I was like, are your dogs doing the cute thing where they, like, lay their head on the baby tummy? And she said that her dogs were both kind of, like, butt hurt and stayed far away from her, almost like they were like, nothing's happening.
Oh.
I was like, oh, that's sad.
Yeah, my dogs could care less. Once baby was here, they were excited, but when I was pregnant, they're like, whatever.
Yeah, I did think it was hilarious because I feel like Jen overacted the pregnancy pain waking her up from sleep because she, like, she goes from laying straight down to like 90 degree full upright.
I can't relate to either of those. or can't relate to that with either of mine. Tyler was an emergency C-section. It was not in labor at all. And Riley, my water broke. And so I didn't have contractions for another several hours.
Yeah.
So, no, can't really. I don't know. I could see, yeah.
Yeah. I just felt, I don't know, because I haven't done it. But
Jennifer has not done it either, so she wouldn't, I mean.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Sure.
I just felt like it was, like, she just shot right up. I was like,
You would think that would be, actually, yes, you're right, because you cannot shoot up when you have a big belly like that.
Yeah.
You just, like, waddle up. You're like, oh, gosh.
I thought she was, like, did a weird face, and then, like, open her eyes rather than shoot right up.
Yeah, that's true. They're laying in bed now, right? Now Jenny's super pregnant again with baby number two. And then all of a sudden, Marley and John hear this scream. And they go outside, and it's their neighbor. And she was stabbed. And, like...
this is when I was like, dang, this is getting interesting. And then we didn't stick with that story for...
No, that was about it. So, but then it shows Marley, like, acting like a protector, like, standing in front of them, like, making sure no one else comes, and, like, the police were called and all this sort of stuff. Just, like, the typical, like, someone stabbed story.
Wow. How many of those do you know?
I don't know. Typical story. The only difference, I think, or the main difference in the movie would be that there were a bunch of neighbors that came out, too. And in the book, it was just John and Marley.
Yeah.
than that, I think they did all right.
Baby was already born. She wasn't pregnant. She just put kids to bed in the movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's true.
But other than that...
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, obviously this part didn't happen because... doesn't even really show her super pregnant with number two in the movie. But Jenny had a very difficult second pregnancy. She was on bed rest at 21 weeks because she started going into labor. And then she, at 35 weeks, or she was in the hospital for 12 days on bed rest. And then she found out that John was sucking at home life with Patrick. So she's like, I need to go home. And so they said, fine. And then she had to stay on bed rest at home. So she was on bed rest for 35 weeks. And sure enough, the day she could get up, she was up. And the next day she was having a baby. Mm-hmm. And I just thought this part was awkward. So it starts talking about how in the same hospital at the same time, Tiffany Trump was born. And I was like, oh.
That did not age well.
No, that's a little different. Anyways, so now it goes into Jenny with postpartum depression. And I did not like how this was in the movie at all. I mean, Jennifer Aniston did good portraying it. Mm-hmm. But some key things didn't work. Mm-hmm. How they should have. So basically in the book, Jenny was suffering really badly. She, like, everything was irritating her, and she was taking all of it out on Marley and John, right? Luckily, she never took it out on her boys, which was good. But Marley was just being normal Marley, destroying the house and everything, and Jenny was over it. She's like, get this dog out of here now. And he's like, okay, I'll take him out. She's like, no, I mean it now. And so then John was like, oh, crap, like, she doesn't really mean it. But then, like, couple days later, she said it again. She's like, I said, get the, like, he needs to go. And so that's when he started, brought him back to obedience school and was working on Marley, not jumping up and everything like this. And eventually Jenny did get out of her depression and was like, they didn't talk about shipping Marley off anymore. But he was legit looking for people to take Marley. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the movie,
he takes him to Sebastian for 2 days and is like, in 2 days I'll come and pick him up. Well, he says, until I can find someone else to take him.
Yeah.
But then he gets home that night and Jenny's like, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean it.
And I'm like, she was like supposed to not want Marley for like days and days.
Also, it's a movie though, that you don't have enough time to show all that.
I mean, I guess that's fair. But I also feel like it never also showed her kind of... Oh, it showed her pissed.
Yeah.
When John talked about her possibly having postpartum depression.
Yeah. Yeah. Whereas in the book,
he never brought
it up to her. Mm-mm. But I, again, think that was for the audience's benefit because most people wouldn't realize what was going on.
I guess that's true.
Most people would be like, wow, she's just mad.
She's very tired.
Yeah. Go to sleep.
This part wasn't in the movie at all. Marley got a job on a movie called The Last Home Run.
Have you seen that movie?
I'll get there. Okay, so it was a horrific first day. Like, Marley was chewing through everything. He was kicked off set, or John assumed he was going to get kicked off set. And, like, he drug all, like, the actor kids around and everything. But then the director called him back and said, oh my gosh, I love how goofy and crazy he is. And so they spent 4 days on set, and then they kept waiting and waiting and waiting for it to come out, and then finally they found out it just went straight to video. Well, and he said Marley was only in it for 2 minutes, but it was the best 2 minutes, blah, 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 the whole movie. I didn't watch the whole movie, but I did type in YouTube. I said, The Last Home Run with Marley from Marley and Me. And sure enough, his little clip pops up. Oh my gosh. It definitely portrays how crazy and psycho Marley is. I'm just watching him, and it is. It's like, this dog is, like, pulling this kid all around, and, like, he's chewing through the leashes, and, like, it's said in the book how he's, like, the audio guy was like, I can't hear any of the actors because all I hear is the dog panting. Legit. You're just sitting there, and I'm like, what? Because you just hear,
oh, I'm like, no.
It was just so funny to actually see, to relate it to, like, the real dog, right? Mm-hmm. Other than, like, the fake dog in Marley and Me, who's portraying book Marley. It was the real Marley. I don't know. I thought it was kind of a cute little two-minute watch.
I Googled it, saw the cover, and went, nope.
Oh, yeah, me too. That's why I didn't watch the whole movie. It was like, YouTube, just the Marley part, please. But that wasn't in the movie at all. So then, now they have their third child. Colleen was born, and John is spending his 40th birthday with Marley, and he realizes Marley's getting into middle age now, too. And his friend took him out for drinks, and that's when he went home, and Jenny surprised him with a pool party, and I think this was a couple days after the party. There was a lightning storm again, and lightning mm-hmm. struck, and it, like, struck 20 feet from where John was standing, and Marley, like, came over and, like, was protecting him, laying his head on him, and I was like, aw, the lightning part never happened in the...
You took that as him protecting him?
Mm-hmm.
That was him freaked out jumping on him.
Yeah, he was freaked out, too, but his master just got almost died, and he went and, like, snuggled with him.
Yeah, to me, it was him...
It's because you're a cold-hearted cat lover.
Because he was freaking out.
That's because you're a cat. If it was a cat, it would have been like, oh my gosh, save me, to a person. Whereas the dog is like, oh my gosh, I need to save this person.
He never once wrote that, though.
All y'all who voted for cats are better than dogs out there on our poll back in...
Yeah.
What is it?
October. November.
It would have been November, right?
Yep.
What? Why?
Steph's your dog.
Yes. Thanks, Steph.
Everyone else. Where are my people at? I don't hate dogs. It's just that, I don't know, I had one special dog and haven't had another one since, so.
You didn't like your two dogs that you had and we were friends? Goldie and Sasha.
I always forget about Sasha, but no.
Oh, no.
Sasha was part wolf, and so she howled, and she would sleep in my bedroom, and so at midnight, every freaking night, would howl to go to the bathroom. Though we would put her out right before bed, bring her upstairs, I would still, drove me insane. I hated it.
Meanwhile, I had my Maggie. I loved her. My border collie, that was my parents' first baby. And then I came along. And then, I'm trying to think who was next. Emma. My yellow lab. And then, when I moved out, we rescued Jasper. He was Cameron's uncle and aunt found him on the side of the road, and they took him to the vet, and he had been hit by a car, and he had to get his leg amputated, but they already had dogs, so they couldn't take care of him anymore. Mm-hmm. And I was like, me! I want him! So that was Cameron and mine's first pet together. He was such a good boy, but he was already older. And then, not too bad, he was like 6. Mm-hmm. And then we got Clutch, who was our wedding present to each other.
Nice.
Yeah, those are all my puppers.
Yeah, no. Sadie, Goldie, Sasha. Technically had Max too when I was a kid, but he was a Dalmatian that was horrible.
Oh.
So we ended up giving him to a different family who had the time to, like, make him not horrible.
Yeah, my dad had a Dalmatian who was awful too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, my pit bull. That was my baby.
Yeah. No, you haven't gotten another pit bull since then. Or was that what Goldie was? No, she, what was she?
She was an Australian shepherd. No. Australian cattle dog.
Oh.
Mix.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, I loved Goldie, too. But Goldie came... We got Goldie when Sadie was old.
Mm.
And so Goldie was Sadie's, like... She was the puppy, and she wanted to play with Sadie, so she would always knock Sadie down. And it pissed me off.
Oh.
I was like, you hurt my dog. Like,
got
get
it.
The f*** out of here. Go away. Yeah.
Okay. She's just got a hateful heart. These poor puppies.
If I got another dog.
Well, maybe that's what you need. Maybe that's what your life needs.
Hey,
you need a dog in your life.
I keep trying to convince my parents. I need to move out so I can get my husky.
All right. Anyways, who are we? The birthday party happens.
Oh, yeah.
It just happened a little weird. I didn't like the whole, like, pool part.
Oh, I didn't.
It was just odd.
Jenny was trying to convince John because she could tell that he wasn't happy where they were, and she was like, John, you need to find something that makes you happy. Or, oh no, he had gotten called like a month or so before, right when they moved to the new house, from the Pennsylvania something newspaper to have him go be a reporter or to do an interview. And he turned it down because he was like, no, I'm happy where I am. After his party, Jenny was like, I can tell you're not happy. You should just go and do it. Like, it's an interview. If you don't get it, great. But if not, then we can move. And he was like, no, I'm happy. And she was like, John, you're not happy. We should do it. And he was like, but I'm old now. And she's like, we're not old. So to convince him that they weren't old, she skinny dipped in their pool.
Yeah. And he joined her.
Yeah.
They gave up, like, that nice warm pool. And then they moved to Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Drat.
So then that's kind of where we're at. So Bree just said all that. He applied for a new job. Oh no.
Except for in the book, he applied for a really cool job. I was like, I like that. He applied on a whim to write for Organic Gardens, a magazine, rather than a newspaper like in the movie.
Yeah, and so he got it. And so then they moved to Pennsylvania. And then it was this whole chapter about how... Which I'm not sure if I believe this chapter.
What chapter?
It was all about them at the airport. About how first they brought Marley and he couldn't fit in the crate.
Oh, yeah.
This part I believed. He couldn't fit in the crate. He's like, no, he'll fit. And, like, shoved him in. And, like, TSA's like, well, he has to turn around. And, like, they're working on him turning around. And then there's a crash. And then all the kids, Patrick or someone's frogs, fell all over the place. Yeah. And so then Jenny and everyone's trying to pick up the frogs. And then when they're on their airplane, there's another crash, and all the crickets for the frogs are now all over the airplane. I don't know if I believe that.
Oh, I would.
You believe that?
You can believe all the horror stories about Marley, but this one you can't.
I just can't believe that the frogs and the crickets would both spill at different times.
If I were to give Tyler...
I wouldn't let Tyler hold crickets or frogs.
Well, they let their children hold these.
That's true. That's their own fault, then.
Yeah. So, yes, I do believe the story.
Fair.
They had Connor holding
them. Yeah, that's true. All right, so that didn't happen.
No.
That whole scene didn't happen.
Did not happen.
It just kind of jumps to Pennsylvania, where they're like, it's Christmas time-ish. I don't know if it was Christmas. It was in the winter.
It was, like, fall time. But in the movie, the kids were so excited to get there. And in the book, the kids were not excited. They were upset because there were no pencils anywhere.
Oh, yeah. That was so cute. But anyway, so they're just, like, they're ready. And they're like, the snow, it's snowing! And so they went out and they were tobogganing all together and everything like that. And Marley jumped on the toboggan with John, and they all rode down the hill, and they were just all, like, that's when John noticed that Marley was getting old, too, because when he's walking back, he's, like, a little old man walking. And so, I don't know if, did Marley go on the toboggan with...
No. No. Marley ran with them as they ran the kids on the toboggan.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Probably too hard to get that scene done just right.
Probably. And so then, I really liked in the movie, though, that when John's, like, saying goodnight to all the kids, like, Marley's head pops up because he's sleeping on the bed with Patrick, and after their long day, he's like, yeah, it was a good day, huh? And it was just like, it just showed that Marley was not just a John's pet. He was, like, a full family pet.
Yeah.
So then in the movie, in the book, the family gets some chickens, and this is when John notices that Marley's deaf, because they accidentally got 3 roosters and 1 hen, and so all these roosters are cock-a-doodle-dooing. How would you say that? Cawing? Crowing?
Crowing.
I don't know. Cock-a-doodle-dooing. And Marley's just not even, like, paying attention to them at all. And so that's kind of how they start figuring out, oh,
Marley's getting old.
He's getting old. And in the movie, he finds out because Marley's eaten in the trash can, and John kind of, like, has to go tap him because Marley doesn't notice he's there. So then there's a sad scene where, like, they let Marley out to go to the bathroom, and it's pouring down rain. So John's like, oh, hang on. And he goes to get his shoes, but by the time he goes back out, he can't find Marley anywhere. And he and Jenny go look all around, but when they come back to the house, then Marley's there waiting for them. But in the movie, they go out and eventually find him passed out under a tree, mm-hmm. because Patrick is like, you know, dogs go, like, mm-hmm. away when they're going to die. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, Marley's stomach was twisted and super bloated, which happened in the book, yes, but
not
like
this
that
way. No. No. I just have a sad story.
Okay.
Okay. Like, I think it was like 1 to 3 months before Sadie died. There was a really bad rainstorm, and my dad had taken her on a walk, and somehow she, like, got off the leash. Yeah. And she booked it. And Dad, I remember he spent like an hour looking for her. Aww. And he came back and was like, Brie, I think we lost Sadie. And I was like, no. Like, why would she run away right now? Like, what is she doing?
Aww.
Yeah. But then she came back.
Like, oh, she did come back. Like, so you didn't have to find her. She
no, came back. No, yeah. We had to put her down. So that's how that's why this movie gets me. But
yeah.
Yeah, and she came back, and she literally came back and was like, acted like we were idiots, like, what? I'm fine. Yeah. It's fine, guys.
Why were you freaking out?
Yeah. And my dad, like, grabbed a towel and, like, dried her off and was like,
that's actually funny. That reminds me, when we just went to New York to visit family, they have a new puppy. I would say he's, like, almost a year old. And it's my mom's cousin. And they live on this huge property. And so, like, in that side of New York, like, almost no houses have, like, fences. It's just, like, they just have big properties type thing. Well,
kind of like in West Virginia.
Probably. So they couldn't find Willie anywhere. And so they're like, oh, my gosh, where is he? And, like, they're looking, like, everywhere. They're, like, on ATVs. They're driving around their whole property trying to find him. And soon, I'm, like, you know, I was running around trying for help. And I sit down trying to, like, think where to look. And I see a tail behind the barbecue. And Willie, he's a black lab, so he's behind this black barbecue. His tail's there. He has been licking the grease off the barbecue for this entire, like, 20 to 30 minutes. I know, but it was like, oh my gosh, it was so funny. Anyways, sorry.
Sorry?
Our random missing dog stories. That one was very different than the two that were in, that you shared in the book.
This just remind me. Here's a happy story.
Right. Let me turn this around. Anyways, okay. Marley now could not hold his bladder anymore, so they could not leave Marley home alone longer than a couple hours. And so
I like that they just let him and didn't, like, get mad at him. We're just kind of like, this is just how it is.
Yeah. I know, that was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jenny took the kids away for a little bit, and that meant John got to work for a long time, like 12-hour days. So they decided to put Marley in a
doggy kennel.
Yeah, boarding school. Not school. Boarding. He needs to be taught. A boarding kennel. Thank you. Gosh. I just said it 3 times. But then this is when the vet calls and says, Marley's stomach has flipped, and we've manually flipped it back, but there is a 99% chance it will happen again. And so, like, John needed to decide if they're going to do surgery, which they did not advise because he was such an old dog, and or be put to sleep. And he's like, well, you know, we're going to wait to see what happens. Like, let's see. Maybe he's at 1%. And sure enough, Marley was. He got out of it, and he was able to go home the next day. Which, like we said, in the movie,
his stomach twisted
out at the tree.
Yeah.
But they did bring him in. They did bring him in, and the same thing. Like, they gave the percentage, but he ended up getting to go home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he goes and he greets the kids off the school bus.
Yes. Yeah, it was so cute. Fitzpatrick and Connor are like, is he there? And Patrick's like, yeah, he's always there.
Because he's a good dog.
He's a good dog. Like, Patrick was the only one who kept calling him a good dog.
Yeah.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
It really, like, reminded me of me and Maggie.
Yeah, me and Sadie.
Her childhood pet.
Well,
Aww. Mm-hmm. My poor dogs have, or my poor kids have Clutch as their childhood pet, and Clutch hates them. He doesn't really hate them. He just hates them.
I think they just give him the attention the wrong way.
Yeah. No, he actually is starting to like Riley a lot more. Mm-hmm. He goes through phase. He loved them as babies. And then toddlers hit, and he's like, oh my gosh, because, you know.
What did you do?
You pull his ears and tails and sit on him. Tails. Tail and sits on him. But now Riley's old enough where she actually plays with him, right? Mm-hmm. So he likes her again. That's good. It goes on to telling a story about how John went away for work to kind of do an article on the Flight 93. It was 93, mm-hmm. right? Crash mm-hmm. in Pennsylvania. So this was, it was for its 2-year.
That's a good movie.
Anniversary. 93?
Flight 93.
Oh, mm-hmm. I never watched it. Mm-hmm. I like so it. I think it was its 2-year anniversary. Or was it 1 year?
I thought it was 3.
Or 3. I don't know. 1, 2, or 3.
Are you sure it's 3?
Okay, anniversary.
You've got the book. I gave it to you.
2003. So what would that be? 2 year.
Oh, 2 year.
Okay.
I was like, how am I supposed to know?
Let's see. I wonder. Anyways. So it was just a cute story. Sorry, can you hear me foot tapping? It was just a cute story about how Jenny's like, you know, Marley has, like, slept by your bed the whole time. Like, it was just a loyalty mm-hmm. story. Mm-hmm. And then, so then when John gets home, you know, they're all having a good time. Like, it's almost like Marley's like a little pup again. He's like playing and loving all the family and everything. And then, but then Marley fell down the stairs. And so, at first he's okay. At first Marley seemed okay. Like, he kind of got up and walked it off. But then the next few days, like, he's getting sore and sore and more lethargic and everything like this. Yeah. And they, Jenny and John knew it would be any time now. So I'm kind of confused with this. That then they decided to go to Disneyland.
I'm like,
because they're no longer in Florida, so it's not like a day trip.
Yeah,
it was like a full on trip.
Yeah.
So
I thought that was weird too. I was like,
unless they just had this plan, which I'm sure
that might have been probably, yeah. Or it was we should go keep everyone's spirits high.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. So, I thought it was weird too.
Yeah. So they boarded Marley in the ICU this time instead of just a boarding kennel. I was about to say home again. And so on the last day, they called him saying that he was very lethargic and they wanted a shot. And John's like, yes, anything, make him happy. And so Marley ended up having a good day and he could come home. And oh, that's when they were playing on the floor. See, I was ahead of myself. Okay. And but now they were noticing Marley's not like Marley is gnarly. He isn't lifting his head, like, he's just kind of laying there, whatever. And they were like, okay, we need to take him in.
Yeah.
And so Jenny prepared the kids, and John took Marley in, and sure enough, his stomach flipped again, and they were unable to flip it back. Mm-hmm. And so it was time to say goodbye.
Yeah.
And so
that kind of happens in the movie.
Yeah, I think it's pretty similar.
Yeah.
The only difference, I think, is that the kids all say goodbye mm-hmm. to Marley, mm-hmm. which in the book, they kind of...
They say goodbye. They do, but they don't think it's time.
Oh, yeah. He's just going to the doctor.
Yeah. Yeah. And the parents are like, oh, he'll be coming back. It'll be fine. Whereas in the movie, Patrick knows. Patrick's like, this is it. And the mm-hmm. other kids think he's coming back.
Yeah. And so he was already heavily sedated because of the stomach thing. Mm-hmm. And so John tells him that he's the world's greatest dog because no one's ever told him that before. And then he gets put down. And then they asked him about, like, cremation and everything. He's like, no, I'm going to take him home. And so he took him home. And then when he got home, him and Jenny just sat and cried together.
Mm-hmm.
That was sad. Were you there when Sadie was in the room?
Yeah, I was. It was hard. But I wasn't going to not be there for her. And it was really sad.
My parents kind of did the same thing they did with Maggie.
Yeah.
So I wasn't in the room.
Mine was, because we knew it was coming. And it actually happened the day after we moved here. My first night here, I tried to get Sadie up here, but Sadie couldn't make it up the stairs. And then the next day, my parents tried to let her out. And she couldn't go outside to go to the bathroom on her own. My dad had to help her. And so they woke me up by saying, hey, we have to go put Sadie down. And I was like...
Happy homecoming!
Yeah, I was like, are you kidding me? Oh. So we drove her down. Yeah, and it was rough because we went and my parents were trying to not have me in the room. And I was like, no, that's my dog.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in the room with her.
I know. I read this thing that said, it was like, a vet said, like, one of the worst things, the saddest things he sees is when people are like, I can't be in the room when you put him down. Because your dog's last moments, they're terrified. And they just want their person.
In this room? Yeah.
And their person isn't there. Mm-hmm. And it's like, so.
Yeah.
Then Jasper was the next to go. Mm-hmm. And he died when we were in Arizona. When we were in Utah. And so we took him in and, yeah, we were in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then a year later was Emma.
Yeah.
And that one was different because Emma was our family dog growing up. So it was like my mom came and then we called my brother and he drove in and I went in and it was just like a whole little sad moment.
Yeah, I know. After she was gone, I went and I hugged her too.
Yeah.
Because I was like, my dog's gone.
We kind of did, with Emma, I kind of did, and Jasper, with how... John did, where he's like kind of whispering, like, you're such a good dog, over and over. Sad.
Sadie did poop all over my dad right before.
Oh, well, there's that positive, happy story.
He was holding her and then she just let it all go.
Oh, poor girl.
Yeah. So here I am, bawling my eyes out, and then like, start laughing. Like, good job, Sadie.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then she got the shot, and I was like,
did her eyes close?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't like that in the movie because they, like... She had been sitting up and then she got the shot and just, like, kind of slowly...
Oh, that'd be horrible. Mm-hmm. At least both my dogs were laying down already.
Yeah, no, she was... It looked like she was going to sleep, but her eyes didn't close.
Oh, that would be so sad.
Yeah,
that was the worst part because Jasper was the first dog that I've been in the room with.
Yeah.
And his eyes didn't close and I was... horrified. I was like, oh my, like, no.
Why did his eyes not close?
Like, I mean, logically, I knew medically they might not.
Yeah.
But it was just, you want them to look asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And they sure don't look asleep with their eyes open. Nope. And so.
Yeah.
I can't remember if Emma's eyes closed or not. But.
Yeah,
that was just sad.
Yeah. I didn't get to say goodbye to Goldie. That's what sucks, because Goldie went on her own.
But anyways, so then they went, both in book and movie. That part was pretty much
the same. Yeah. There's, you can't differ much
from that. And so,
except for I would have been fine if they left that. Every time I watch the movie, I cry. Because...
So
I had to deal with it. Do you not cry?
No, of course I cry. Gosh. No, but there was this... Back when I drank... you know how you just sometimes just want to get drunk and just cry? Have you ever had that feeling?
No!
Okay, Cameron and I would. We're like, you know what? Let's just get drunk and cry tonight. And so we...
That sounds really depressing.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't know. It was actually kind of like... It was like a funny, though. Like, we purposely tried to find the saddest movies and only play those parts. So naturally, this was one of them. Well, this movie's a lot less sad at that part if you don't watch the whole thing and, like, grow attached to the dog. So we were just watching it, like, waiting to cry. We're like, it didn't work very well. And so, like... And we noticed that with most movies. It's like, if you're not invested in all the characters for the 2 hours...
Well, there's a reason why movies make you invested in characters.
So then the book and the movie. I mean, they take Marley home and they do his little service. It was like the book went on about how John found the perfect spot for Marley and he dug him a hole and placed him in there. And then they had their little service and I liked in the movie, though, how every kid had something to say. Because in the book, I think only Connor did. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Did Colleen draw a picture? Maybe?
Yeah, okay. She did.
Did Patrick say anything?
I think he was too sad.
Okay, then maybe it was exactly the same as in the movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, I didn't like his, he knows. I mean, I did and I didn't. Maybe it was just how he acted it out.
I mean, I feel the same way.
I mean, I get it. I would feel like, yeah, no, like, it's okay. He knows.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how else he would act that out. I guess he did mm-hmm. fine. It just seemed like a weird moment.
Didn't seem weird to
me. Oh, okay. And so that's kind of where the movie ended. And I was sad about that because... Oh, wait. Okay, go.
Well, no, the movie ends because... this isn't how it ends. When John gets home and him and Jenny are talking about it and they're really sad, and she's like, here. Because they have a scrapbook of all the columns he wrote about Marley.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she's like, you might want to read this. Or, no, she says... Basically telling him to read it so that he can remember all the good memories. But then she says, might even make a nice book someday.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember the first time I watched this movie, that line made me go, oh, it's a book. I think I would like to read that book.
Hey, now you read it.
Yes. My next note after that is, I regret it.
Oh, no. Well, anyway, so the movie's pretty much over now.
Yeah.
But the book goes on, and I really wish they put this part in the movie, because the movie kind of ends, and you're, like, sad.
Well, you know what's hilarious? The book is called, or the book, the movie, the DVD, is called The Bad Dog Club Version.
Yes!
I was like, wait a minute.
So, the part that they didn't put in was now, for the first time, John wrote an article about Marley.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote about all the worst dog club. Like, he's, like, part of the... He's just... No, he didn't write that. That people wrote it. He was just saying what a horrible dog Marley was, but, like, what a great dog he was at the same time.
Yep.
And so then he... comes into work, and then all these people wrote their stories about, oh, Marley sounds bad, but nothing compared to my dog, and, like, would share mm-hmm. stories, and about how their dog passed away, and all this, like, it was, like, a comfort.
How they, like, clipped a story, because they were like, oh, this reminds me of my dog.
Yeah, and so then that's what they titled The Worst Dog Club. So it was mm-hmm. all these bad dogs, but they were the best dogs.
Yeah.
And so... Then Jenny's looking at the classifieds.
There's another montage. What are you talking about in the movie?
Oh, yeah. The credit montage?
Yeah.
Hardly counts.
Yeah, it does.
Hang on. I'm not done with the book yet. So then Jenny's looking at the classifieds, and she sees a little yellow lab puppy, and it looks just like Marley, and it says the same things, like, I'm very energized, and all this sort of stuff.
All the, like...
The nice ways
monikers
to say,
for a bad dog.
Yes. And he's like, my name's Lucky. And it ends with them saying, like, it wouldn't hurt to go look at him. And so I just thought that was, like, a positive, much more positive note. Like, it was a happy ending.
Yeah.
Whereas the movie was just like, oh, the dog died and we buried it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had the credit scene of just Marley. The
pictures of Marley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then him acting kind of... silly.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like...
Oh, yeah, the bloopers.
Yeah, that's what it was, right?
The dog bloopers.
Yeah. And it's like, sure, thanks. Thanks for trying to make me happy, but I would have liked the story itself to have ended happier.
On a happy note.
Yeah. So I didn't really like that at all.
Yeah. I have a funny note.
Okay.
Can you imagine you go to take your dog in for casting, and your dog gets cast as the dog that's dying?
Dude, that'd be so sad.
I realized,
that's
I was like...
a funny note?
Well, because I was like, there's three dogs that got cast as, like, Senior Marley, who basically got cast because they look like they're dying.
Well, maybe they are dying. Maybe they're perfect for the role.
Probably are, but, like, could you imagine? My dog just got cast because it's it's about to die.
That would be so sad. Thanks for making me think of that. Now I'm going to think of it every time I watch this movie. Sorry. Or any movie where an animal dies of old age.
I was going to say, of old age is worse, because I would, like, I bet you that person's like, my dog's so healthy, I love my dog, it's doing so good. And then, oh, cool, you're getting cast as the dog that's literally on the table about to go.
Sad.
Yeah. I was like, I would not want to be that person. No. I wouldn't be able to do it.
But anyways, we finished it, you guys. You almost did it. I watched her mouth like make the woo sound or shape.
And then I was like, how, what can I say that starts with woo? Nothing. So I stopped.
All right, you guys. So let's do some casting. So IMDb cast 80 people in this movie. Let's talk about some of them. We have Owen Wilson, who played John.
Love him.
I thought so. I mean, I saw a picture of what John really looks like.
Yeah.
And it doesn't match. Oh,
this was my biggest beef with this book. How are you going to not tell me what anyone looks like? Anyone. I don't know what Jenny's supposed to look like. I don't know what John's supposed to look like. I don't know what their kids are supposed to look like. No idea. And I'm not the person who went and Googled. So, Owen Wilson is John.
Okay, fine.
So he's perfect.
He's fine.
No, continue your story.
I was just going to say, like, John's... I think he's supposed to be brunette. Who I had recast. I don't know if that works either, then.
Who did you recast?
I chose Matt Damon.
Matt Damon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What?
I'm not a big fan of him.
I mean, I'm not really either.
I
always
think of, I think it's Team America when they go, Matt Damon.
I don't know who that is.
They make fun of him.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm not either, but I don't know. I didn't think Owen Wilson was a good John. I like Owen Wilson, but then when you were talking about him and Jennifer's
chemistry,
I was okay.
That's what I like about him.
Because they were cute together.
Because they play so well together.
Hmm.
Yeah, are you going to cast Jen?
No, I like Jennifer.
Okay, yeah. I think there's someone else who can, like... Oh, I wouldn't even recast David Schwimmer for this. Like, her chemistry with Owen is way better.
So, yeah, Jennifer Aniston plays Jenny. Okay, sweet.
Yeah.
That was confusing.
And I love Jen.
So. Okay. So we got Eric Dane playing Sebastian. So I don't really have a comparison because he was not a character.
Yeah. And I, like I already said, put Eric Dane in anything and I'll watch it.
Mm-hmm. Kathleen Turner played Mrs. Cornblunt. I don't know, the dog trainer. I just love her. So she plays Chandler's dad.
Oh, I knew she looked familiar.
And when she plays Chandler's dad, she looks much taller.
I guess. Probably in those high heels.
I was going to say, probably in high heels and probably camera angles.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so this is another character who was not in the book. Alan Arkin plays Arnie Klein, who is John's boss. But I thought he deserved a mention because he was freaking awesome and I love him.
Alan Arkin is one of the best actors.
He's
I love
so
him.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So.
He's great.
Yep. All right, these ones I'm going to do fast. Nathan Gammell, Bryce Robinson, Dylan Henry? Mm-hmm. Henry? Bradley Fisherman.
Freshman.
Oh. You guys, it may be on a... Uh-oh, I knocked it. It may be on a big screen, but my eyes are that bad. They are.
Look Bradley at, Fisherman.
Fisherman. There's an R in there. Guys, I was so proud of myself. I hadn't screwed up yet. Oh, well. Stupid baby Patrick.
You did those in are the all synopsis. The,
well, I mean, with names.
Okay.
Those are all the kids who play Patrick.
Fine.
Yeah, great. They were good. Finley Jacobson, Ben Hyland. Those are the kids who played Connor. Fine. Lucy
Merriman? No, Merriam.
Merriam? I'm also looking at it in an angle, you guys.
Sure.
Throw out all the excuses. She played Colleen. She was good.
Yep.
But you I do have kids. To tell that Clyde played adult Marley, and Jonah and Rudy played young Marley. And those are
I'm
the only...
I'm surprised. Those are the only ones with credits.
Those are the only ones that IMDb credited.
Were so those... imagine you're three senior dogs get cast.
They so don't not even only get credited.
Is your dog about to die, you don't get credited.
No, how horrible. Right? 22 dogs and only these three got credit. Like, what's up with that? That was it.
All right.
Okay, so is the book...
is the book the same?
Is the book and movie the same theme? Yeah. I guess so. I mean, ish. I feel like...
How can you do a journal in a movie?
Yeah, but I feel like the book... really focused on Marley, and the movie more focused on their lives.
True.
And Marley was there, a big part of it, but I don't think they were super the same.
Okay.
But the same, like you just said, like, how do you make a journal a movie? So
yeah.
They're bound to be different.
They are.
Yep. How about the characters? They stay the same? Other than John's, like, complaining about
work. Yeah, that was the big difference. Other than that, no.
They did fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what do you prefer, book or movie?
Movie.
I really like the book better. I read the book first.
No. Mm-hmm. I saw the movie first.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Even though I would much rather neither.
Not an answer. Is it at least better than Carrie? Give me that. This is going to be my, like, level. As long as all my books are better than Carrie, I'm gonna have not failed my January. Don't be hesitating that much. Oh no.
I think, like, reading it was pretty bad. The movie's fine. Maybe I enjoy it. Like, if I had to choose between Carrie and me, it would be Marley and Me.
Okay, that's all I need. If you had to pick one and reread it, which one?
I will never.
You have to.
Reread Carrie. I got through Carrie so much quicker. Carrie took me like 5 days. This took me 2 weeks. Do not give me. I was going to say, do not give me another journal book.
Oh, yeah. Stay tuned.
I literally felt like I was reading someone's diary. Why would I want to do that? Unless I wanted juicy gossip. And that was not
there
juicy
was
gossip.
Puppy gossip in this one. Even better.
It's not gossip.
Well, they were puppies.
It's like mundane life.
You guys, it's not as bad as she's saying it is. So if you're, like, on the fence about reading it...
Don't.
Do it still.
I think if you are someone who is an avid reader, who is into, who likes fast-paced books.
Yes.
Where you're drawn by a story and you need, like, clear villains, because there's no villains in this. If you need a clear, like, struggle for the main character to overcome, don't go near this book.
Right. But if you're in for, like, a wholehearted, like a light read, this would be it.
Yeah, I don't do light reads.
Okay, well, I wasn't asking, Brie. I was talking to our listeners.
Okay.
That was going to be for the next 5 podcasts, me just being all defensive and sad about my books. So next week, here's our sneak peek, you guys. Because I'm an idiot.
Okay, no.
Yes.
You're not an idiot.
I am. I thought Jumanji was a...
We both did.
Yes. I've said this. I think this is like our third time saying this. That we thought it was like a chapter book. Like a kid's chapter book, but a chapter book.
Yeah.
No, it's a freaking kid's book. It's a picture book.
It's a picture book, but didn't you say that the...
It's
like
pretty long.
Page is filled.
It's filled, yeah. Okay. So yeah, it's pretty long. And it's one of those awards.
Oh, it's the Newbery?
Bradbury? Oh, maybe that's what it is. Yeah. So that's next, guys. So we're going to be watching the...
I'm actually excited. I love Jumanji. It's one of my favorite movies.
Agree. That's why I picked it. Mm-hmm. I freaking love Jumanji. Mm-hmm. So we're doing the original Jumanji.
There was a remake. Yeah. I was like, there's only one. The new one was really good.
I mean, those are funny too. But you can't...
It's Robin Williams.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing, if you're interested in watching. We're supposed to be doing Wednesdays, doing... starting this season, minisodes. So
Keep an eye out for that.
Yes.
But this week, it won't be happening.
So the thing with minisodes is we're really excited about is we're going to record them.
I'm glad you went into this because I was spaced.
That's okay. Like, the week before. So, like, we'll actually, like, before they air. So, whereas we're recording Marley and Me in November.
I almost said January.
It's coming out in January. Okay. All right, guys. So, we advertised back in November. Is that when our...
Recap? Yeah. No. Yes. I just for a second thought it was December already.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, our recap pod came out in November.
Yes.
And we told you we were going to do Wednesday minisodes, and this is true. However, this week we are not because...
We want them to be interactive.
Yes. So instead of recording them a couple months in advance like we do for the our book pods, book movie pods. I don't know what we call those, main pods.
Our episodes.
Yeah, that. we're going to record these the week before they come out. This way, if you guys want to message us and chat with us, we can, you know, maybe read some fan mail.
Yeah, rather than read it 3 months after you sent it in.
Yes. So, but because of this, the week before this episode comes out is Christmas.
Woo. I'm not going to be in town, so.
Yes, so we could not record.
Damn it, I wooed.
Woohoo! We could not record this one early. Therefore, our first week, we are not having our minisode this week, but stay tuned for next week.
Yes.
And we'll have it for you.
Yes, we will.
Yes. And I don't know what's going to be on it because that's 2 months away.
That's the fun of it.
Yes, it'll surprise you and us.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, you guys.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for sticking with us. We made it. And hey, that wasn't too long of a podcast.
No, not at all. Not at all. And I'll be able to cut out quite a bit.
Yeah.
All right. All of it.
Allie talks about a dog. Cut, 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 cut.
You go and listen. It's just me. Guys, the book was a horrible.
It's horrible. It's awful. It's about a dog. I hate dogs.
If you gave me the option between reading Carrie and this book over again, I would go and Carrie.
That makes me so sad. That's how I know I failed at picking a book, is if Reed chooses Carrie over it.
I know.
That's going to be my standard now.
Carrie. Guys, I've been listening to all of our podcasts, like, as they come out. I cannot listen to Carrie again. I'm like, I will not do that to myself. I'm far away from this.
Oh. Great. All right, you guys. Tune in next week. Continuing season 2 in 2023.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you subscribed, rate, and reviewed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast. See you next time!
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.